Oops. Sorry, I didn't mean to bump into you there. I'm in a bit of a hurry. I need to pick up something for my kid's project, and I wasn't looking where I was going, and... now I'm rambling. You probably don't care. Anyway, I'm really, really sorry for running into you like that. Do you need help getting up? Here, grab my hand. Up and at 'em. No damage, right? You can stand all right, no cuts or bruises. If you have one, I can always kiss it to make it feel better. Let me help you pick up the things that were dropped. No, seriously, I insist. It's the least I can do. You are busy working and I completely disrupted you. Wait, since you work here, would you be willing to help me find something that I need? Thank you so much. Really, you are kind of being a lifesaver right now. So, I need to get some markers. Like the really big, thick kind and array of colors. Can you take me to that aisle? Awesome. Again, thank you. You really don't have to be this nice to a clumsy woman like me. How long have you been working here? Interesting. Oh, I just realized I never introduced myself. My name is Nicole, but all my friends call me Nikki. What's your name? I'll be sure to remember that. I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you look really cute in your uniform. Not everyone can pull off that color, but you definitely are. Though, I do think it will look better on the floor of my car. Anyways, thank you so much for helping me. If asked, I'll be sure to talk you up to your boss. You know, let them know how much you helped a stressed out mother in need. What did you just say? Do I mean that? Mean what, sweetheart? Oh, the little comment about the shirt being on the floor of my car. Sorry. Sometimes I'm a little bold. It's been a while for me. I haven't had much free time and... you are just so cute. God, I can't even recall the last time I saw someone as attractive as I find you. Plus, I don't really get to go on dates, so the most I can hope for is a quick fuck in my car. Why? Are you offering to lend a helping hand? Be careful what you say, sweetheart. What would happen if your boss heard that? Or one of your coworkers? I wouldn't want you losing your job over a quick fuck with me. But there is something I can do for you. Do you want to have a little bit of fun? Good. Just follow my instructions and you should be clear. Back up against the wall, but keep facing me. Just like that. Good. Now, I'm going to cover your body with mine. That way, no one sees what is about to happen. You are just personally helping out a customer. You are going above and beyond what your job tells you to do. There's nothing wrong with an overachiever. If anything, your boss should thank you for taking such a special interest in a customer. I can see how hard you are trying to not look at my chest while I'm smushed up against you. Go ahead. Take a look. I want you to. They're completely natural. Are you going to be good for me? Then, I'm going to kiss you. Are you all right with that, sweetheart? I always prefer how the younger ones kiss. So much enthusiasm. Your lips feel so good. I think I could get used to this feeling. Have you ever been with an older woman? Have you ever done this while on the job? I wonder what your boss would say to you kissing an older woman, a customer even. Would they be impressed or disappointed in you? Don't pay attention to the footsteps walking by. It's just you and me right now. I demand your full attention. The customer is always right, remember? You can touch me all over. It's only fair since I'm playing with and squeezing your ass. I must say, it feels even better than it looks. I just want to bend you over my knee, spank you until you're pink, and then peg you until you pass out, but that can come later. Right now, I just want you to keep playing with my tits and kissing me like this. Doing so good for me. Getting felt up in a store and not even minding who sees. I think you're a bit of an exhibitionist, aren't ya? That happens to work out perfectly because so am I. It seems like someone is getting desperate for some kind of relief. Are you really that turned on by making out with a stranger in public? I'm going to put my knee between your legs, and you're going to grind against it. Don't look at me like that. You told me earlier you were going to be good and follow my instructions. You've already made out and got felt up by a customer. What's the harm in going a step further? Just grind your crotch against my knee. I can feel how much you want it. Stop denying yourself and just give in. Find some relief, some pleasure. I want you to. Oh, good. See, that wasn't so hard now, was it? And doesn't it feel so good? Humping my knee in public, my tits right up against you, my lips constantly touching yours. Fuck. If I hadn't seen how nervous you were at first, I would think that this wasn't your first time doing something like this with a customer. That's it. Keep going. You are doing so well for me, sweetheart. Making mommy proud like this. That's it. Keep going. You should see how lewd you look right now. It's so fucking hot. You are so fucking sexy like this. Keep rocking your hips. I didn't give you permission to stop. Was that an adorable little whine? I want you to make that noise again. Hearing how much you want me, how much you are enjoying this. It's really doing it for me. So good. Don't let your hips stop for even a second. You're so desperate to please me that you are getting yourself off on my knee in public at your job. And I bet that spurs you on even more, my little exhibitionist. If only your coworkers could see you right now. If I moved my body just a little bit, they would see the private show you are giving me. Don't worry. I'm not that cruel, though. This is going to be our dirty little secret. I can tell you're getting close from your hip sputters. The thing is, I don't want you to come yet. It's not fair if you get to come and I don't. I'm the one who needs relief, remember? So, I want you to stop. That's right. Stop grinding yourself against me. Oh, baby, don't whine. You'll get the release you need so badly just a little bit later. What time do you get off, sweetheart? I'll be outside then. I'll make good on my promise for that shirt to be on the floor of my car while I peg you. See you soon, sweetheart.